Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Pei Amud Beis, Yevamos 80b, pagination is 160, about six lines from the top. We have a statement based on what was done by Rava Tosfa'o. The Gemara tells us, Uvda, there was a story, Be'isha Shahalach Baila L'Medinas Hayom. A woman whose husband went to a faraway country, v'ishtahi, and there was a waiting period from the last time the husband was here, atereisa yarchi shato, 12 months of the year passed, and she had a child, v'achsherei, and they considered the child kosher, based on the assumption that it is possible that the gestation of a human is longer than is typical. Typical is a 9-month gestation. We even have that in the song at the end of the Haggadah, Tisha miyodeya, Tisha yarchei leida. Who knows 9? 9 are the months before a baby is born. Nevertheless, in this case, they were willing to say that gestation is possible to be longer, and they considered the child kosher based on this idea. Let's back up a moment and think of the ramifications. If the woman is here in town, the husband is gone. When was the last time she was with him to produce a child? And if it was not any time recently, then how is this child being produced? The inference here is that she was mezana, she acted illicitly, and if she's still a married woman, just that the husband is away on an extended business trip, then that child is going to be illegitimate, is going to be a mamzer. But if we're able to say that the gestation might be longer than 9 months in some cases, then we don't have proof by the very fact that she's pregnant. There is no proof that she was mezana, because it could be that this child is actually from her husband who left not so long ago. Okay. So, the Stei Chemed in Ma'areches Tes Klal Hei cites source material in a case that a woman gave birth 15 months after her husband left, and she was a very upright lady. There was no reason to assume anything was done incorrectly. And they wanted to extend this 12-month principle as long as 15 months. And he writes, "V'uchidush gadol." It's a very, very novel thing to say. It's climbing the branch of a tree well distant from the trunk. It's a tough thing to go that far. Even these 12 months, which the Gemara seems ready to apply, the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Dalid says that it is a milsa de lo shchicha. It's fairly unusual, like extremely unusual. However, it seems that the Gemara is maintaining that it's not impossible. And because it's not impossible, if the woman is truly upright and she doesn't have a clue how this happened, we don't have the right to step in and say, what do you mean how it happened? Your husband's been gone. It's more than 9 months. Of course it means that you acted improperly. This is the biggest proof, child being born. We don't say that. We have a concept that in unusual cases, but it does exist. And therefore, the poskim point out that if there's raglayim ledovar, if you see the woman is acting improperly, then we don't invoke this 12-month concept. On the contrary, we are only willing to say this when we're up against a wall. We don't understand where this child came from. It must be it's from the husband. But if we have reason to believe that we can source this child in other sources, then yes, once the months pass from when the husband was here last, we're going to have on our hands, at the very least, a suffix mamzer, and at a certain point, we're not going to be able to invoke this 12-month rule, and we're going to have a regular case of mamzer, not because we saw it happen, but if it's raglayim ledover, and you see a child, then we have to assume that's the proof that she acted improperly. A related topic, if we accept that sometimes a gestation can be more than 9 months, then a related topic is the concept of havchana. We've encountered the concept that there's a 90-day wait, a 3-month wait from when she was with the last husband before she's allowed to remarry. We had this by Yibum as well. Before we're going to allow the Yavam to do Yibum, we want a 3-month wait to make sure that she's not pregnant. And if she is, we want to know who the husband is. We want to know that before she gets married. That is going to remain at the 3-month, 90-day rule, even if we believe that sometimes a gestation might be more than 9 months. It's not based on a third of gestation. We still work with the 90 days, even if in some unusual cases, a 12-month gestation might be possible, but that's not how we base our rules of havchana, perhaps because even in a longer gestation, there is enough there that within 3 months, we would know about it. An interesting piece of trivia brought by the Stei Chemed is that Yisachar, the son of Yaakov Avinu from Leah, was born, according to this deduction, after a 13-month gestation. And the deduction, the calculation, comes from the fact that Yisachar was born at a time of Kitzir. He was conceived at a time of Kitzir Chitim, the time of harvesting the wheat. That's the month of Tammuz. And he was born, according to our tradition, on Yud Av, the 10th day of the month of Av. And that would mean a 13-month gestation. But as we're mentioning, this is not the typical, and therefore, even if we were to invoke such concepts in our time, even if we assume that the nature of such a possibility still exists in our time, we're only going to invoke it if it's truly necessary, if there's no other explanation for how this woman is pregnant. But if there are other explanations how the woman is pregnant, we're not exactly going to jump to the assumption of a 12-month gestation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.